No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
bad as weed.
Well, hello everyone. And I'm back. Another fun filled day with chilling with Mike Foster, and I'm your host, Mike Foster. I know I was supposed to recap on SummerSlam and then following Raw, but honestly, I had very mental problems going on, and due to that, I apologize. But that's the thing, though, you know, you gotta just go with the punches. I mean, here lately, I've been studying Buddhism. I've been even doing this practice breathing technique that my sister Wheels has, you know, just given me advice to do. And not to, you know, say, hey, if you don't do this, you know, other bad shit might happen. It was more, you know, just purely good advice. But anyway, we could get right down to it, people. I watched Raw, and I've already seen SummerSlam. I watched SummerSlam when it was going on, and it just, at the end, it made no sense to me. You know, it made no sense because of the fact that Jay's brother, Jimmy, super kicked him. And when he explained it on SmackDown, and I'll zip right through to get to there soon, but it was just at that moment what I was thinking, and everybody was probably thinking differently or the same, is jealousy. Was it all jealousy? That his brother was going to be a champion before him? I mean, it made no sense. I mean, he could have did it to be back on Roman's good graces. I mean, there was probably numerous reasons. But then another match came to mind that really sunk me in so deep that I haven't been sunk into this in a while. And that was the rubber match, basically, between Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar. The two biggest superstars today. Brock Lesnar, huge former UFC champion. I mean, this man could damn near do it all. And I give Brock Lesnar all the props in the world. Decent human being, I'm pretty sure. You know, until you get on his bad side. And of course, everybody has a bad side. And that's just the thing about it is if people who watch wrestling, who think it's real, to be honest, no, it's not real. It's a televised show, people. I love it just as much as anybody else, but things have changed a lot. I mean, it's just not like what it used to be. But again, that's just my opinion. I mean, in my honest opinion, they need to have, again, like I probably said before in my other podcast, the last podcast I did, is the fact that women need more TV time. I'm happy that they have a women's tag team title. I'm happy that, you know, both SmackDown, Raw, and NXT all have women's championships. But I'm getting kind of, I don't know, annoyed, I would say, at the fact that, you know, they're all white. All the belts that are major. SmackDown Women's title is white and gold. Okay. And I'm sorry, maybe it's just me, but it just feels like they're going in a different direction than what they used to. I'm used to the good old classic black leather and the gold, you know? But it just feels like they're going backwards instead of forwards. I mean, for crying out loud, Rhea Ripley's title could be like black with purple lightning and the Angels of Death. Or with Io Shirai's new, you know, title that she cashed her Money in the Bank title on. She could have some kind of cool, you know, designs for hers. I mean, it goes for any wrestler who has the white, you know, belts. I mean, it just feels like the imagination is not there anymore. You know what I mean? That they have to keep it at a certain expectation. But anyways, moving along. One of the things that kind of gets me going a little bit more and more about the match between Cody and Brock Lesnar match, you know, it was just, there was a lot of heavy blows. Cody went in, guns blazing, but then Brock Lesnar tossed him around like a rag doll, tossed him around with a ring even quite a few times. I think it was more Brock Lesnar kind of, you know, testing Cody in a way, seeing if he still has that it factor, you know what I mean? Still see if he is the man who is going to get either Roman's title or Seth's title. Now, here's the thing that kind of gets to me. Is Cody has paid his dues. Not as much as his brother, let's face it, not as much as his brother Dustin has, but that kid has paid his dues and then some. He has blood, sweat, and tears through Evolve, even from beginning, humble beginnings, you know? You get all those scrapes, all those bruises, broken bones, but the adrenaline, the excitement, the hearing of the crowd, it just, something inside you, inside of you, just bursts with excitement. And then there's others who have fear. Because, you know, you're a greenhorn, you're gonna be nervous at your first match, but you already have the training down. That's the thing. Not only physical, you know, standpoint, but also in a mental standpoint as well. And most people don't understand that. They go, oh, you're full of shit. Really? Okay. Then prove me wrong. And if you can prove me wrong, then I'll look you straight in the face, right in the eyes, and go, fine, I'm wrong. But until then, there's so much more. You got a mental, you got a physical, but overall, the mentality is more that helps. Got a good storyline. You got to use a lot of mentality on that. A lot of mic skill. Come on now. But anyway, moving forward. Honestly, in my opinion, Io Shirai did do good. Yes, I'm moving past, you know, Cody and Brock Lesnar. Because it was very emotional for me, because Brock Lesnar's never, ever shown his opponent respect after a match, win or lose. And it kind of felt like Brock was just basically recognizing Cody not just as one of the boys, but one of the top men that actually can hold his own without complaining, without, you know, any bullshit. But anyways, I'm going to go to the triple threat match with Asuka, Charlotte. Yeah, I know my matches are, you know, a little miscombobulated, and I apologize for that. But I strongly felt that they all did a mediocre job. Yes, I said mediocre. You didn't hear me wrong. The reason it was so mediocre because there was a lot of botch moves that anybody could tell. And yeah, it pissed me off. But then when Bianca hurt her knee, I think it was, she shouldn't have been able to push herself to continue. Yeah, she is the strongest, the fastest, realest, wada wada da da. But you're still human. You're not inhuman. You're not the She-Hulk, damn it. But I will give Bianca credit where credit is due. She's a hell of a wrestler. She is real inside and outside of the ring. And, you know, it just really goes to show you that that's a role model for all your children. Could be real, not just with everybody, but with themselves. And, you know, that's somebody that, you know, I want my girls to look up to. Damn, school's going to be starting school, you guys. Whew. That's the joys. My son's going to be a junior in high school. God, I'm so proud of that boy. He makes me laugh, you guys. I mean, he's very autistic on the higher spectrum, and he really calm cold. Just, he's a very good gamer. We're trying to teach him good gaming etiquette, you know. He's 16, but mentally he's not. But I treat him as if he's normal still, without the, you know, gruffness, if he's being bad, you know, I'll scold him for it. You know, I was going, hey, can't do that, man. But, you know, right now I'm outside doing my podcast because, hey, it's nice outside. It's almost 100 degrees. I'm wearing my shorts. One moment, people. But that's the thing. Moving on with wrestling. When Io Shirai and Damage Control came in, and Io cashed her money in the bank, I knew it was coming. Sorry for the air conditioner. I'm walking by it. But I kind of figured that you was gonna take the gold. Because it was inevitable, because triple threat match. A lot of women's bodies are gonna be through hell. I mean, I was glad that Bianca won it. But at the same time, when Io Shirai, or Io Sky, my bad, keep screwing up that name, so forgive me. When she took advantage of that, the fact that Bianca was injured, it was kind of a smart move. But I also felt bad for Bianca. Speaking about Bianca, her husband and his best friend are going to be joining Bobby Lashley's new faction. Probably going to be the new Hurt Business. And yes, I did that with quotations, people. Because that's the thing about it. It's just, they're always going to be a new faction, it feels like, every week. I tried to watch AEW, tried to get back into that. No matter how much I try, I just feel like I'm falling back. You know what I mean? You know, I've quit for a while because it feels like a rerun. You know what I mean? Like the same wrestlers wrestling each other for several weeks. And it's kind of weird. You know, as we get older and we start noticing different things, it kind of makes you go, what the hell have I been doing with my life? Now, don't get me wrong, I only have a few regrets in my life, okay? But I wouldn't want to also take anything back either. I mean, I've been married to my wife for 16 years, and we've been through a lot. But when we found out I had seizures, basically epilepsy, and borderline grandma, I was scared. And then when I found out maybe a few years ago that I was type 2 diabetic, and then this year can find out that my diabetes are under control. They took me off of one of my medications. So I was actually really happy about that. But I'm getting off track, I'm sorry. But it just, some of the wrestling that I've seen back when I was growing up, some of those guys did not pull their punches. And some of them actually had real beef in the ring, including outside of the ring. And it was not for show, it was actually real. Okay, it's all well and good, but honestly, that can give anybody PTSD. That can give anybody some really mentally messed up things going on in your head. You know? And I'm going to be real with everybody. Yes, I am a very nice guy. I am a very pleasant guy. But if you get on my bad side, you don't even know me. You don't know what I'm capable of. I mean, I am very kind-hearted, so I'll give you a shirt off my back. But if you try to stab me in the back or do me wrong or any way of that, I'm done. I ain't got time. I got children, and I love my family too much. to piss away because of your pride. And that's another thing that really irritates me. I have quit X, formerly known as Twitter. I have stepped away from Twitch because of the mentality I've been having. And X has become more toxic than ever. And I'm trying to live a peaceful life, you know? Not a... God, how do you put it? A hard way. And it's just... It's one of those things that just irks me to no end. But for me, this is the advice I can give to everybody. Every day you wake up, or night, whatever you choose, take a few minutes for yourself. Close your eyes. And then sit, put your hands basically on your lap. And, of course, you know, close your eyes. Breathe for at least, I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes. And while you're doing that, count to five. And every day, get the number higher. It reduces your stress level. Even if you feel like you don't have any stress, believe me. I've been on this routine for almost a week, guys, and I don't even feel any stress. I'm relaxed. I'm not, you know, letting my mind... Well, my mind does race, but that's because the ADD and ADHD can't help it. But for the most part, you know, I'm not thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after, or worried about what happened, you know, last week or yesterday. You know, I just worry about the here and now. Why should I care what happens the next day or the day after? Because what happens in my family happened in my family. You know? I'm not gonna let the outside world dictate what I do. Nor will I let it affect me. But if it starts affecting my children, then it's gonna start affecting me. And then people are gonna have a lot of problems with me. Because those are my babies. I don't give a damn how old. I don't care if they're almost in their damn 30s or 40s. They're always going to be my babies. And if your parents, and I'm pretty damn sure you can agree with me on this notion. I mean, we've all had our differences with people in the past when we're kids. 20. But isn't it about time to hash out those problems? And when I say hash it out, I don't mean like square up with them and fight. I'm talking about sit down, you know, either have a beer or a glass of wine or even a cup of coffee or tea just to hash it out. Or even a bowl for that matter. Smoke a fucking bowl, I don't care. The fact is, there's already so much going on, people. And do you really want that anger and that frustration and that toxicity that's going through your body to, do you really want to live like that? Do you really want to walk down that path? Because you're going to be pretty much walking alone. And that's not good for anybody. Not good for your health, your mental state. You're not only a dangerous to yourself, but to the public. Okay, and this whole lone wolf, I get it. Okay? I was once a lone wolf too. But are you gonna seriously let that dictate your life? I get why older men than me do it, because they've been through it all. And I respect them. Most of them are bikers. And I have full respect if you want to go that route. That's your choice. But when you're young in your 20s, or even your late teens, and you're like, oh, I'm a wolf, lone wolf, I don't give a fuck, I don't need... It's a facade. Knock it off. You're not a lone wolf. You're learning life. Get over it. Move on. Because this is how I perceive it. It's the fact that if you're in your younger 20s or your late teens and say, I'm a lone wolf, then you're watching somebody and you're learning from it then. That is not your idealism. You're using somebody else's idealism and stealing it for yourself. I'm sorry. If it looks like a duck, excuse me, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a fucking duck. As Jeff Dunham Peanut would say. Sorry, Jeff. Didn't mean to steal your shit there, dude. But it's true. I mean, every day, my routine is I wake up and I take meds and I smoke a bowl of CBD and then I do a bowl of regular. Then I meditate for a good solid 10 minutes. And then I listen to my Buddhism guide for in between about 11 to 15 minutes. And bam, my whole day is great. But anyways, moving on to Raw. Raw was okay, but it just, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it as much as I did on SmackDown, let's just put it that way. But, oh, the fact that, you know, Rhea's on this rampage, which has been consistently. And honestly, I don't mean to sound like, you know, a douche when I say this, but it's getting really, really old. Anyways, another thing that's kind of irking me. People, come on. Give Dominic Mysterio a chance to talk, please. What you got, his booing and everything? I can't hear a damn word that boy says. He has the right to speak. And with y'all booing him and all that crap, how does it help? You'll let Finn Balor speak. You'll let Damian Priest speak. Hell, you'll love to hear Rhea Ripley speak. But Dom goes to speak and everybody boos? Come on now. Get over your damn selves, guys. He has the right to speak. You guys are just going to make him want to leave the company. Give the boy time, please. I want to hear what he has to say. He has that right. Yes, he's a paperweight champion. I get what you're all coming from. I do. And I'm sorry to say it, even Roman Reigns himself. Paperweight champion. Hell of a workhorse. Paperweight champion when others have to intervene to help you out to keep your title. That makes you a paperweight champion. I mean, that's the thing about it is most people don't take consideration. And nobody even probably thought of except for, you know, people who are like me are hardcore wrestling fans. and who's been watching WWE before it was WWE. Going, what the hell is going on here? Women are getting less TV time again. There used to be a thing where you had to fight for number one contenderships. That's kind of still a thing, I want to say. But it kind of makes me go, okay, I watched WWE back when I was a kid. And it was awesome. Really awesome back then. And now I look at wrestling now, and it kind of makes me think, what happened? I mean, is it because of the pandemic that hit in 2020? And people weren't able to watch because, well, pandemic. So we had to watch, you know, the same way as I do every day. And that's on TV. I have to wear these special sunglasses, which sucks. Otherwise, most of the strobing lights will put me in a seizure. And because of these special polarized glasses, the light beams off of them and have no effect on me. But anyway, it just feels like they're pushing some of those old guys out, you know? And bringing in some new people to replace old people. And it's like, come on. Some of the greats, Edge, I've been happy he's been back, okay? AJ Styles is happy, even though he's not an original WWE guy. Well, yeah, actually he was. He did wrestle a few matches. No, that was in WCW. My bad. But still. Then you got, who else am I thinking? I heard Ron Killings is injured. That man, I miss that man. If I ever get a chance to meet Ron Killings, oh, we would be doing some shenanigans. That's for damn sure. He's a hell of an athlete, very open-minded guy, very out there. I love that kind of character. You know, I would love to meet him, his family, you know, for him to meet, you know, me, my family, you know. It would just be awesome, in my opinion. And it's just how I am, you know. I like to meet some of the wrestlers. One of my top favorite wrestlers of all time, who is still alive, and I actually got to watch him, you know, at an AEW event, but here at my house, and I watched him wrestle Jack Perry. And I gotta tell you guys, it was phenomenal. It was just wow. He was acting like he was young again, but kind of a little slower. But he ain't no spring chicken anymore. But this Jack Perry, Jungle Boy Jack Perry, or Jack Perry, whoever the hell he is, and just, I don't like him. I mean, I used to say the same thing about Sammy Guevara. That's because he did something wrong on, you know, Twitter. Back when Twitter was Twitter. And it's like he just, I don't know. But Christian was right about him. Anyways, getting back to Raw again. During Raw, we all saw Bobby Lashley talking to Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins about, I'm just going to say, being the number one guys on Raw. Or sorry, SmackDown. Sorry, guys. I'm getting ahead of myself again. Ahead of myself. I can't talk. My bad. But it really baffled my mind. But hey, it is what it is. But this week's Raw. Or no, I'm going to SmackDown. Again, getting ahead of myself. This is Friday Night SmackDown. I had to say, people, I never saw coming. Ever. Maybe some of you did, but I didn't see it coming. LA Knight. Hell of a man, by the way. I've been following that man's career for a while, too. Yes, he's old. But guess what? So is AJ Styles. So is a few others that you probably didn't even take notice. And the reason you go, oh my god, he's freaking old. It's because of the beard, the mustache. But when he shaves it, he still kind of looks old. Because, oh my god, image. Can you guys just, I don't know, get over yourselves? It's not just about image, it's what's upholding the image. The mental. The mentality is what overcomes that image any day of the week. Their personality, the way they speak, the way they uphold themselves in posture. You guys just take one look and go, waste my time. And somebody else sees this person and goes, oh my god, we gotta get him. We have to have this person. It's just, it's really irritating still in this day and age. Where image has to be everything still? I mean, it truly really baffles me. How you guys hold your standards way up there. But you know what? You do you. That's all I gotta say. But if you have that confidence, you can do damn near almost anything. That's what my wife, my sister Will, my sister Danny have all told me. But that's the thing though, you can only do so much. But anyways, getting off topic here. How did wrestling get to take so high an effect on a mentality state that a person has to quit on live air? And this isn't the first person who's ever done it, by the way. I want to make that perfectly clear right here, right now. But to be as happy as that person was, legitimately happy, it blew my mind. And you know, this SmackDown topic is so strong-hearted for me because of the fact that I actually witnessed it and it made my heart sink and made me almost cry. I'm not gonna lie, you know? Is the fact that Jey Uso quit. Yeah, crazy, huh? And I've been with the company for so many years. Him and his brother are the same age as my wife. And Jay just quit. But you could tell he was glowing with excitement. And yes, Jay Uso's contract was up. So, who's good to get him now? Now, if y'all want my theory about this, my theory is he's going to probably go to AEW. And the reason I say he's probably going to go to AEW is the fact that Cody did it. Him and the Young Bucks are the ones that did All In. Then when Tony Khan came along, they all formed AEW. And then Cody there for a while wasn't... he was wrestling with AEW, no contract. So, what was Cody's next move? Well, I had a pretty good idea where his next landing was going to be. And I was right. It was with WWE. But it made me go, what? And then I started questioning myself, and then I finally got an answer. It's where his daddy was. The late Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. May he rest in peace. He wants to fulfill his dad's wish. And that wish was to win the big one. The World Heavyweight Championship. That's where it really lies down to. His dad never won it. Only title that got away from him. And it's one of those storylines that just kind of really deeps into your soul. You know? And that's the thing. You know, wrestling was part of my life. I did quite a bit. And it does take a toll on a person's body. I have chronic, back pain. I've had multiple concussions. But, now I just do my own thing. I'm a family man now. I'm happily married, unhappily disabled. You see what I pulled there? I miss it. If I didn't have seizures, I would be honestly getting myself back into the ring again. Dude, no way. Guys, I'm outside right now. And I could be wrong. But I think there's a snake on my garage, on the roof, right now. I'll get a little closer. Luckily, I don't have a snake phobia or anything. So. Well, it is a snake. I don't know if it's real or if it's fake. If it starts moving, I'll know. I don't want to, you know, piss it off or anything, but so far, no movement. Oh no, my sister Wheels and my wife are terribly afraid of snakes. So, I don't know. I may have to take care of a little garter snake. I mean, it looks kind of like a rubber snake. But, who knows. But, another thing that I also like to talk about too is life. You know, how did we get to such a... If they're open to everything except everyone, I don't, you know, as long as you treat me with respect, I'll treat you with respect. And I know respect isn't earned, it's a given. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. Yeah, respect is earned, not a given. You know, I don't care if you're a stranger, I mean, again, if you're a bum and you're, you know, honest bum that's hard on your, you know, luck, I'll give you money. I'll give you the shirt off my back. I don't give a damn. I'll even be as nice as you'll buy you if I have money. I mean, this is just my opinion. Our current president is a joke. He keeps sending more money that we don't have to another country. Where that money could actually help the damn debt ceiling that we're facing in the damn trillions. And everybody's like, why is inflation so high? Ask him. But other than that, I don't vote. I do not vote. There was only one time I voted, and that was for the legalization of marijuana here in Montana. That was the only time I voted. Other than that, I will not, shall not vote. But anyways, I love talk more people, but it's hot. I mean, hot. So, I see ya.